Chick-fil-A donated an entire meal for the cast and crew one day as a special treat. And that was really awesome. The cast and crew was so excited when Chick-fil-A showed up with this amazing meal for everybody. So we really appreciate Chick-fil-A, and it got us through filming this movie in many ways.
You know how you can be having a bad day and suddenly, after a trip through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru, you feel encouraged and inspired? Well, two sisters making faith-based films want you to have those same feelings after watching their movies. Hey there, welcome to My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. I'm your host, Allison Storm. I'm joined by Jim Mann. Jim, do you remember that show Family Matters that came on during TGIF on ABC in the 90s?
Yeah, I mean, I was just a preschooler, of course, but I do remember Urkel. I don't know what the big deal was because I kind of related to him. I was a shy version, though, so I thought, hey, why are they laughing at him? It seems normal to me.
Yes, Jaleel White is the actor that played Steve Urkel. He's starring in a new movie called The Greatest Inheritance. Four estranged siblings embark on the scavenger hunt of a lifetime when they find out their mother's will is hidden on her property. The person who finds the will inherits the estate. Today, we are thrilled to chat with the sisters behind the film, Alexandra Boylan and Andrea Polnazic. Boylan sisters, welcome to the podcast.
Hi.
Thank you so much for having us. We're thrilled to be here.
I love your mission to make female-driven, faith-based movies that appeal to audiences of all ages. So how did this passion get ignited for you guys?
Well, we both grew up pastor's kids in a Christian home, and our parents were actually pretty strict about the kind of content that we were able to watch. And that would have been back in the early 90s when Family Matters was in its heyday. And we both have felt very passionate about the fact that we'd like to see more and more movies, films, television that is appropriate for all ages, but also grapples with real life issues. And so the two of us have teamed up over the last few years, and we've actually made 5 faith-based movies, and all of them really family friendly, but also with a big, big heart.
Yes. It was actually God really called us to faith-based. I've been in Hollywood for a long time making movies, and it was a calling on my life. And then I called my sister and I was like, we should write this together. Because when we got the opportunity to make a faith-based film, we decided, we looked at the landscape. This was back in like 2012. We kind of looked at the landscape of faith-based films and didn't see a lot of ourselves represented. So we were like, let's start making movies for women by women. Makes sense for us. And it was so incredible that our first film, Catching Faith, that we made, you know, for a very small budget, stepped out in faith, went on to do so well. And we felt like we were onto something, speaking to an audience that was really underserved. And again, like Andrea said, we grew up in a minister's home and we wanted to create content for people that might not be getting this kind of content. And it's been a really exciting journey.
What would like middle school you think about the fact that you just made a movie with Jaleel in it?
Oh my gosh. So I loved TGIF, you guys, like Full House, Family Matters. My parents joined a bowling league and they made me go on Friday night. And I was like, no, I can't miss TGIF. And I used to record it. And if I missed, like, if something got messed up with the VHS, you know, back in the day, we used to record TV, I was devastated for like the entire week because I would miss the TGIF lineup. So yeah, when we got Urkel, it was pretty surreal.
I love that. Your parents' bowling league interrupted your TGIF. Like, no, I'm not doing it.
So funny too, because nobody understands that anymore. You can just watch your favorite programming whenever it works into your schedule, but that's not how it was. We're old school. We had to record it. And before that, I'm old enough that there was a time where we couldn't even record it, right?
Well, I'm not old enough to remember any of that, of course. I do totally understand the female-driven arena because that's all I'm surrounded with. And I'm married into a PK family. My wife is the daughter of a pastor, and they are all type A's. So I totally get that. And I grew up not being able to see anything that was not family friendly, but pretty much everything was back when I was a kid, come to think of it. But yeah, that movie, I watched it yesterday, a screening of it, I believe it was. It had my attention the whole time, not just because of Urkel being a grown-up, because I haven't seen him since then, but watching siblings kind of butt heads a lot, yet get together, and there's always that one misfit. And I'm not going to mention any names, but that totally fits a part of my family. I will not mention it in case they're listening to this. But how'd you come up with this plot?
Well, we are two of the four siblings in our family, two girls and two boys. And I think that both of Alexandra and I related to that idea of getting to a certain age where everybody in your family is getting older, yourself and your siblings included, but also your parents, and you're starting to lose different family members that are older. And we just were thinking about how time can go by so quickly, and you think you have forever and you don't. And from really our personal life experience of, you know, siblings getting, carrying over things from their childhood into adulthood, as well as issues that happen as you become an adult, and your views might change, your values might change a bit, and you don't always get along quite the same. And the inspiration really came, well, what is it going to be like when our parents aren't here anymore? And where are our relationships with each other? And what's the most important thing? And both of us really believe that the greatest inheritance truly is the kingdom of heaven. And it's not the stuff here. It's the experiences and the people and Jesus, and that's it. The money and the things that sometimes can get in the way and complicate relationships is not the priority. So we were like, how do you talk about that but make it super fun?
Yeah, and to jump on that, we have a crazy, awesome, zany mother. And I've often told her what I want, when, you know, what I want to inherit and what I like. And she was like, oh no, this is what you're doing with that. And she's like dictating everything. And I'm like, oh yeah, she'll end up, this is probably what my mother will do when she passes away. She will leave us a scavenger hunt and tell us exactly what we have to do with everything we inherit. Also, what was really cool when we wrote the script, we sent it out for test readers, and so many people came back and said, can I tell you my story about my family? And that when this happened, there was a lot of fighting. So we felt like this story really resonated with people, and we really hope that families will watch it and it might heal some wounds or bring people back together after fighting over inheritance. It's a very common thing. Just the other day, someone interviewed me and said, oh, I got to see this movie. This is going on in my family right now. So it seems to resonate with a lot of people.
Come to think of it, my dad for decades was a wills, trusts, and estates attorney. So he was basically the Urkel character. But I don't think he ever had a situation like this happen. Were any of the characters then kind of modeled after you?
Yes, absolutely. I think all the four siblings are after the four of us. I am definitely the youngest, not as bad as Casey Stryker, but the girl who moved to Hollywood to become an actress and her life dream. And Andrea is definitely the older, and then our brothers. And actually what's funny is Jeff Schroeder, who plays George, is modeled after our brother Alex Boylan, who won The Amazing Race and who's like, oh, this super positive person, but everything he does touches gold. And we had to model something after him. They're not in order of our family, but they are all modeled after us four kids for sure. Yeah. You write what you know, right?
Is your brother going to be the mayor of his town?
Yes, he wanted to be. When he lived in Florida, that came from a real story, that I went to visit him in Jacksonville, Florida, right after he graduated college. And he's like, I think that I'm going to be mayor. And actually, if Alex wants to do anything, he usually gets it. So I wouldn't have been surprised. But he ended up going on to win The Amazing Race and parlay that into a big career. So instead of being a mayor, he decided to do something else. But that is a true story, that he was going to run for mayor of Neptune Beach in Florida.
You guys have a fascinating family. Oh my goodness.
We do. We have a really awesome family. And my parents were so supportive of all of our dreams and pushed us and said, you know, I think we say this in the movie, you know, that mom and dad said we could do anything we wanted with our life, and that God created us and we have to go after it and be fearless. And I give so much credit to our parents to really encourage us to go after whatever we wanted. And we all had big dreams and God has been good because they're all coming true.
I thought the setting for the movie was absolutely beautiful. Can you tell us more about where you shot it?
Yes, we shot in Columbus, Georgia, and we were on an estate. The entire film was filmed on one family's estate in Columbus, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. It's a breathtaking location.
There's a lot of Chick-fil-A's in that area, aren't there?
There are.
We went to Chick-fil-A pretty much every single day when we shot this movie, you guys, because, we shot in July of 2020. So we were still in the height of COVID and being very safe and everybody, you know, stayed in their houses or literally came to set. And every day I had a chicken cob salad from Chick-fil-A. And in fact, we wanted to mention that Chick-fil-A donated an entire meal for the cast and crew one day as a special treat. And that was really awesome. The cast and crew was so excited when Chick-fil-A showed up with this amazing meal for everybody. So we really appreciate Chick-fil-A and it got us through filming this movie in many ways.
Oh, that's so awesome. And don't the Kendrick brothers live near there? Do you guys know them? Speaking of filmmaking siblings.
Yes. Well, we don't know them. We've met them. They are a wonderful filmmaking siblings. I believe that they filmed Overcomer in Columbus. I'm not sure whether they're from Columbus, Georgia.
Jim, you probably remember. We had Stephen Kendrick on the podcast in season two.
Yes. Remember where they're from?
Yeah.
Albany. Albany. Yeah.
Good job.
Andrew, you should mention, we actually, I don't know if it was Alex or Stephen Kendrick, but we actually did get a hold of them, Andrea. You did, and you spoke with them back during Catching Faith Times, and I've met them a few times since then. We just shot a movie that Sherry Rigby is the director of, and she's really close to them. So we've been able to meet them quite a bit, and Andrea knows them even better because she had a combo with them.
Yeah, Stephen Kendrick is a wonderful gentleman, and he really, really encouraged us. He talked about how they are brothers in the faith-based world, and we are sisters in the faith-based world, and really encouraged us to tell the stories from the female perspective, the female gaze, because that's who we are, and it was underrepresented in the faith-based world. So they are incredibly encouraging individuals.
Yeah, it seems like there's some sort of magic about working with your sibling on these films. And it really came through in this one.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's like we also have the Irwin brothers are out there. I mean, there's a lot of brothers. Every time I turn around, I hear about another, like the Safdie brothers, the Coen brothers, there's so many. So Andrea and I feel really excited that now everyone's got the Boylan sisters doing the girl stuff.
Awesome.
Well, it is time for a quick break. But when we come back, more with Andrea and Alexandra.
You guys, we got some 5-star reviews. Check these out. Thompson Fam writes, love this podcast and the heart that is behind it. Beck Fam 8 wrote, just discovered this podcast and love it. My daughter has worked at CFA for 7 years. CFA has been life-changing for her. These stories on your podcast are amazing. Keep sharing the good news. And JD Dude wrote, I love Allison and Jim so much. Great communication, and you can see their hearts in every episode. Aw, thanks, guys. We really do love reading your feedback, so don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, and we may just share yours on an upcoming episode.
Welcome back. We've been chatting with the Boylan sisters. They're filmmakers with a new movie coming out on digital and video on demand March 25th. It's called The Greatest Inheritance.
I just, you know, I've been thinking about, we were talking about siblings. Not everyone could work so closely with their sibling on a project like this. So what makes it work for you guys?
Well, we love each other and we enjoy each other. And I think that's the key. We each have, Alexander and I have very different personalities and different strengths. And I think that we both recognize what we're each good at and come together as, and that makes us a great team. Alexandra is an incredible, very, very creative, incredible woman who has a lot of experience in film and working on all different types of projects. And for me, I come from I was a stay-at-home mom, raised 3 kids I'm a social worker, actually, and I have worked as a clinical social worker for the last 25 years. And so I bring the stories, some of the what's going on, I think, in the world and in our culture to the storytelling that we do. And also bring that sort of type A. We had mentioned that before, that I'm definitely the oldest type A organized person out of the two of us.
Yes, I agree. And I think what's so, I do love working with my sister, and Andrea is so amazing. I'm going to sing her praises too. And coming from her clinical licensed social working background, she brings so much to the table with that. And I also think, you know, since we were raised together in a Christian minister home, it really helps us work together of being like, what does our audience need? We are the audience that we are creating for. And I think that synergy is really beautiful. We sit down to write something and talk about our childhood or talk about what we see going on in the world and how can we be a light for Jesus together. And I think it's, you know, I moved to LA when I was 19 years old to pursue acting, and it was so crazy that 10 years later, God was going to bring Andrea and I together to work on films, even though, and she's 8 years older than me. And so I really looked up to her as my big sister. And I always admired her. Really, she had so much to do with raising me. Who I am today is because of Andrea's influence in my life. So this has just been so awesome that God knew the whole time that he was going to bring us together to tell stories for him.
I thought Jaleel White did a great job playing the lawyer handling the estate. How did he come about joining you guys?
Yeah, so actually we have incredible casting directors. Lisa London and Catherine Stroud are our casting directors. And we were actually on location about to shoot, and we still did not have Mr. Shepherd casted. And Lisa, it was Lisa London's idea. She was like, you know what? I think Jaleel White would be great for this. And she sent the script to his agent. And no joke, the agent got back to her the next day and said, I started the script and I stayed up all night reading the script. I love it so much. I couldn't put it down. I'm going to call Jaleel personally right now and tell him we need to get him on an airplane and he needs to go and do this movie. And he did. He signed on, and he is just a complete delight and joy to work with. And that's how he came to our project. And he was, I can't imagine anyone else playing Mr. Shepherd now that we've had Jaleel.
And since so many of us grew up watching him on Friday nights on Family Matters, I thought it would be fun to play a little game I call Family Matters Chick-fil-A style. The two of you sisters are going to go head-to-head in some very important Chick-fil-A issues, so we'll see whether you agree or disagree. All right, you guys ready?
All right, I think so.
All right, first up is the sauce. You like Chick-fil-A or Polynesian?
Chick-fil-A. Oh.
I never use the sauce. I'm a non-sauce person.
What? I've never met one of those. Okay, we'll move on to sandwiches. Original or spicy?
Original.
Original.
Nice. Waffle fries, you like skin or no skin?
Skin.
No skin.
Oh, man, we're tearing this family apart. Okay, drive-through or dining room?
Drive-through.
Dining room.
Oh, no, they'll never be the same. The seasonal milkshakes, peppermint or peach?
Oh, wait a minute. Can we say both? Because I like both. I love peppermint, but I have to say the whole time that we were filming The Greatest Inheritance, I had a peach shake as many times as I could handle that many calories in a week.
Peppermint.
Okay, all right. Here's the big question.
Wait, I'm keeping track. Is that an agree or disagree then?
Well, it's kind of both.
Okay.
Depends on the day on that one. But here's the important one. Is it team nuggets or team strips?
Nuggets.
Nuggets.
Excellent. Woo! Now, when I was watching the movie, I was a little concerned that I never did see any Chick-fil-A nuggets anywhere on the set. So I was a little disappointed. However, when I saw the credits, you did thank Chick-fil-A. So that made me feel a lot better.
Yeah, I think we would have loved to have had Chick-fil-A nuggets, but I don't know if we had been able to show them. But they were behind the scenes. We were eating Chick-fil-A nuggets behind the scenes.
They were. And I got to say, just to add, like, we literally went through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru almost every single day that we were filming. And every single day, my daughters and Alexandra and I worked together and stayed together, and we were often driving together. And I would say every single time we went through the drive-thru, I don't know how they do it. How does every single person that works here so pleasant and say my pleasure and make me feel like $1 million when I come through this drive-thru? It was like my self-esteem booster for the day.
That's why I go there every day.
Yes. Can't get enough. Well, I really want to know, before we wrap up, what's next for you ladies? Do you have another film in the pipeline?
We do. We're in post-production for a film called Identity Crisis. And I'll let Alexandra take it from here because she has got the most compelling, exciting way to describe it.
Oh, thank you, Andrea. Yes, we just wrapped last month, actually. Identity Crisis is, we shot it in Grand Canyon University in Phoenix, Arizona, and it's about a shy science whiz in college who struggles with imposter syndrome and lack of confidence, and she figures out how to clone herself in order to create the perfect identity and send her off to do all the things that she's afraid of. In the meantime, finding out that God already created her the perfect version of herself. She is fearfully and wonderfully made, and he gave her all the confidence she just needed to try.
I can't wait for that one.
Yeah, it's going to be so great. We just actually saw the first rough cut, and it's outstanding. It's going to be such a great movie for young people, mother, daughters, and to encourage kids that their identity lies in Christ. And I think that's really important right now. God always seems to call us to make the right story for the right time. And we're really excited for this one to come out, hopefully this year.
Thank you guys so much for joining us. And I really hope everybody listening goes to see The Greatest Inheritance. Again, March 25th is the day that will be released. Thank you, Alexandria and Andrea.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much. This has been so fun. I'm going to go eat some Chick-fil-A now.
Ooh, good idea. I like the way you think.
Yeah, we need to lobby to get one in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. I don't have one close enough, but I want Chick-fil-A now. Uber Eats needs to get it to me.
Absolutely. Well, if you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, help us spread the word. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you do me a favor? Pick up your phone, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review. We love reading them, and we'd love to read yours. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.